Phoenix Audio presents Fatal Vows, The Tragic Wives of Sergeant Drew Peterson by Joseph Hosey. Read by Nick Summers. Prologue. Walter Martinek hardly knows Drew Peterson, a retired police sergeant in the Chicago suburb of Bolingbrook, but he's a good friend of Peterson's stepbrother, Tom Morphy. So it was that Martinek found himself unwittingly drawn into the events of October 28, 2007, the day Peterson's young wife Stacy was last seen. The prologue you're about to hear is a dramatization based on an account Morphy reportedly gave to police, as well as statements Martinek made in the media of his strange run-in with Morphy late that day, before Martinek had heard a word about Stacy's disappearance. In the months that she's remained missing, numerous stories have fluttered out from both those who knew her well and those who knew her barely at all, stories that the police and everyone following the case in the national news are sorting through to answer the vexing question, what happened to Stacy? Drew Peterson set a cup of coffee in front of his stepbrother, who was slumped in a stuffed chair in the back of Starbucks, away from the wide windows looking out onto busy Weber Road. Tom Morphy sipped the coffee and waited to hear why Peterson had summoned him there. But Peterson only said, "Drink this. You look like you need it." Morphy could believe he did. He'd woken up that morning with a familiar dull ache behind his eyes and burning in his stomach after spending the day on the couch, watching the Bears give away a game to the Lions. Then he dozed off and might still have been asleep if his stepbrother hadn't called at 5 o'clock that evening, asking to meet him at the Starbucks midway between their homes in the Chicago suburb of Bolingbrook. Peterson told Morphy to be there at 7. It was important. Morphy heaved himself off.